It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Chicago, the grudge matches on the gridirons might be gone, but get ready to hit the ball and touch them all at your local Chevy dealer, where you'll find the real MVPs of SUVs. If you're thinking about rounding third and heading for home in a new Chevy, you're not alone. The right vehicle makes all the difference when it comes to safety, confidence, and comfort on the road. You saw the Chevy lineup at the auto show. Now it's time to take the next step and banner up. Need the power and durability of a Silverado? The all-weather confidence of an Equinox or Blazer? The spacious comfort of a Traverse, Tahoe, or Suburban? Or the sporty city-friendly Trax? Your local Chevy dealer has exactly what you need to win the game like a pro. So don't wait. Head to ChevyDriveChicago.com today. Browse the newest models, special offers, locate the nearest dealer, and start shopping online. Things are warming up out there, and you need a vehicle you can trust. Find yours now at ChevyDriveChicago.com. Chevy, together, let's drive.
Going to drive right center field. That's going to be down for a base hit. It'll tie the game. Turner flying into third base. Ball picked up on the track. The relay home will be cut off. Turner scores standing up. It's a double for Edmundo Sosa, and the Phillies lead 2-1.
What a moment. What a hit. Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Jill, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. Back to all your phone calls on the Tush Push. It is now being tabled, the vote, till sometime next month. According to the Washington Post reporter that covers the NFL, 16 votes they had today. Yes, it would have been 16 no, but we wait. Now we'll see. Maybe next month at some point they'll vote on this. But I think the Eagles can survive without it. I want to keep it, but I don't think they need it. Where do you come down? Plus your guesses for Hugh's clues. But Hugh, let's get to the Phils, a win yesterday, 6-1, which was great, although the first 6.5 innings or so, it did not look great. They were being shut down by Germán Márquez, and then, Hugh, this has become a theme here. The bullpen comes in for the other team.
It gets crushed.
And the Phillies are up. Listen to this stat. Phillies against starting pitchers to start this season. And other than Mackenzie Gore, they really haven't faced anyone that's really that good, right? 23 1/3 innings pitched, 2 runs off those guys. That's a 0.77 ERA starting pitchers against the Phillies. But when the bullpen comes in, they have faced relievers for 12 2/3 innings. They have scored 22 runs off the opposing bullpen, including 6 yesterday. I guess this is the 2025 Phillies. You wait out the starter and then crush the bullpen.
Well, it was. I remember a few games last year was similar to that. You know, the starter would give them a little bit of trouble, but then they would massacre the bullpen.
Yeah.
I still think that this is a work in progress, to be honest. I don't think that, you know, the team that you're seeing now, hopefully, is not going to be the team that we see later in the year. I still think they're kind of workshopping this thing yesterday. But shout out to Alec Bohm, man. He was the first cat. You know, we were talking about it yesterday,
torpedo
right?
Bat?
Man, listen. We had bets on how soon the torpedo bats would make it here. We both were wrong.
It was
you said by the end of the week.
Bohm had one first at bat yesterday. Look, that was cool to see. I'm sure more Phils will have him soon. Sanchez was good yesterday. I didn't think he was great. I thought he was a little off with his command, but he was good. I mean, Sanchez is a really good pitcher. But I love that seventh inning, Hugh, they had, because it felt like it was an opportunity gone wrong because they get the leadoff guy on, then Castellanos gets the double play, and I was like, oh, come on. And they get shut out by the Rockies. Then Stott doubles, and then Topper puts Turner up to pinch hit.
Yeah, that was,
which was good to see that he's healthy enough to pinch hit. Yeah. And I thought he worked a good at-bat to get a walk.
Yeah, that was the first thing that I thought about, man. And then it goes well for him in that leadoff spot, I think, just working those at-bats, Joe. I really, really do. And then that's when the party got started for the Phillies.
Yep, and I thought it was a really interesting call by Topper to leave Sosa in because the Rockies had a left-handed pitcher pitching to Stott and to Turner, but then they took their lefty out for the righty against Sosa, and that's typically where he takes Sosa out of the game. That's Cody Clemens' spot. Like, you would think that's why he's on the team. He kept Sosa in there, and Sosa delivered. Boom.
Well, putting Turner in that game in general.
Yep.
Was, I mean, coming off the back spasms, that felt like something that Topper would not have done in years past, especially this early in the season.
Yep.
Like, it almost felt like he showed a sense of urgency and that game meant something, even though it was in late March.
Yeah, let's hear Schwarber, who then followed up the Sosa home run, Sosa double with his own home run. It says Schwarber's off to a big start this year. But Schwarber talking about Edmundo and his importance to this team.
Yeah, I mean, he's been doing such a fantastic job where... obviously with Trey going down, it's not ideal. And, when you feel like that, you have a guy that can step right in and feels like, not missing a beat and perform the way that he's, performing on the offensive side of the ball, defensive side of the ball, that it's key, it's huge. And, he's such a great player, such a great person. He goes about it the right way. And, yeah, man, he's a one of a kind special talent.
You know what's interesting about him? He every time they need him, like remember when Trey got hurt last year and he hit really well for 6 weeks, he plays well. Like I don't know if Sosa could be a guy that if he played a full season, how good he'd be. Because some of those players get exposed, but when they need Sosa, he performs for them.
He just comes up big, man, and he was so excited about that hit that he got yesterday, man. I mean, it's great to see. And to Kyle's point, I wanted to piggyback off of that when he was talking about Topper making moves. It feels like, he said even though it's early in the season, it just feels like that's probably how it's going to be all year long. You can't wait around and wait for guys to do this, that, and the third. You're going to have to probably be a little bit more proactive when it comes to getting this team where it needs to be because it's not there yet. It's not yet there yet, but it looks pretty good.
Well, here's the good news. I don't think the Phillies have played their best baseball yet or even closer. They're 3-1. I mean, sometimes when you play kind of baseball, you lose some of these games. They've won 3 out of 4, even though they haven't hit starters yet.
How about those Braves, though, by the way?
Well, they're the opposite right now. No, they're in a bad way.
And the reason why I brought that up is because, people are going to say what they say about the season. You just never know. That's why you play the games because you just never know how the season's going to play out, and now they're dealing with a situation where I forgot the player's
Jerickson
name.
Jerickson Profar.
Yeah, with the PEDs. Got in trouble for that. So, man, things change quick in this game, man.
Yeah, they did. And Castellanos and Kepler go back-to-back. Kepler's off to a big start. So the Phillies win yesterday 3-1.
I called that yesterday, didn't he? He called that.
Well, I think we all hit it because in leading off, I think you and I were with Schwarber.
We were with Schwarber.
And they
had Kepler.
They had Kepler. Both guys homered. I mean, you could have put together a leading off parlay.
Good thing they pushed back on the universal player to count on.
That's true. Yeah, we had two.
They didn't like that.
Multiple.
There was a lot of pushback yesterday.
It was. But it was a clown car show the last hour and a half. There's a lot of voices in there.
Spike almost let his pride get him in trouble, too, with that back thing.
Yeah. Well, it happens.
Pride. He's a pride. Pride's a mofo.
It was interesting that back issues came up. The one time that you two were going to be together.
I know.
No, I see.
On the
but
day,
no,
the contest you, was
gonna
supposed
pull,
to go
I'm
going to
pull a Hugh. It was just fascinating to me.
No, the fascinating part was this. Spike rose up. And I guess he's in ice grill mode. Spike was ice grilling me yesterday. And I'm like, no, what did I do? I didn't know we had beef.
You got push-up beef.
No, but now I know. I told him, I said, that was your one time to catch me slipping. You won't catch me slipping again.
I was just a new Hugh?
Oh, no, I got up this morning and did me about 50 push-ups.
How'd that work out?
It was a little hurt.
Yesterday. He was hurting after 50 push-ups.
No, let me tell you, yesterday.
The odds are shifting here
just,
for this.
Just because I haven't done a push-up in a while. I still knocked him out now.
Yeah.
But.
A little sore?
Because, it's not like, if you don't do push-ups, you know what I'm saying? But I did the 50. But when, going against Spike, the pride would have kicked in. Mm-hmm. You could add 20 more to that.
Oh, so you're good
you
for 70.
You know what I mean? Yeah, I'm good for that.
Okay.
The adrenaline would have been going?
Oh, no, because he was. You don't understand, Kyle. I didn't know me and Spike had beef till I saw him yesterday and he looked me up and down like, yo, and I'm like, oh, my bad.
You'd be surprised how many people you have beef with around here, I think.
Yeah, you gotta relax with all that beef.
I didn't know I had beef.
But
I don't consider it beef if I don't know. You know what I mean?
It's a one-sided
it's
beef.
It's a one-sided beef. I didn't know I had beef. But now that I know, I told him that was your one time. It won't happen again. All right. Be ready.
215-592-9494. You can react to the Phillies, the victory. Topper keeping Sosa in for putting Turner in. Good night by the bullpen. Phillies are 3-1 off day today, and then they'll take on the Rockies again tomorrow. We have a pair of tickets to Thursday's game. 105 start. Phillies-Rockies on Thursday. We're looking for the winner for Hughes Clues. And the first clue you got today was a popular...
Awesome clue. Awesome clue.
I would imagine it's most debatable. In the audience are not happy with the first clue.
No, because people don't listen, man. That's the problem.
I think they heard it. It's a popular food.
He starts blaming other people for his
clues. I know. And
I got a lot of nerve. I don't be listening to halftime.
You really do have a lot of nerve. All right, your take on all this. And do the Eagles need the tush push? Ken in Cinnamon. What's up, Ken?
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you today?
Morning,
What's
Ken.
What's going on, man?
So before I get to the tush push, Kyle Quinn foolishly made a beer-induced bet with me at the Phillies game last June.
I don't drink.
he is now officially on the hook to pay off the bet. He is a loser.
Was this that the Sixers would not make the Eastern Conference Finals? Was that it?
That is correct.
Yeah, so, I think you cashed that day. It just took almost a year for him to admit it because that was an easy one. Yeah.
So I will be. I will be in Napa next week with my lovely wife and some dear friends, where we will undoubtedly enjoy the $5 meal that Kyle would have gotten if he had been correct in his bet. So I just need to hear something. I'll give Kyle a few days to work it up with a sufficient amount of obsequiousness and groveling to pay up the bet to me before I get on an airplane Sunday morning to fly to Napa. And acknowledge what he needs to acknowledge.
All right, he'll work on that, and I'm sure it'll be very, very well put. All right, Ken, what are you feeling on the tush push here?
And not backhanded at all.
Yeah, not.
We know how we do. We do front handed.
So, we've heard a lot of aesthetically pleasing talk over the last few weeks. There's nothing more aesthetically pleasing than watch Trey Turner run the bases. That guy looks like his feet aren't even touching the ground.
Mm-hmm.
Look, the numbers are pretty compelling on the tush push over the last 3 years compared to the traditional, standard kind of quarterback sneak. There's not all that much of a difference in terms of, success rate. The fact of the matter is that if you have the ball first and goal at the half-yard line, if you're not scoring a touchdown 90% of the time, your entire coaching staff and most of your roster should probably go by the end of the year because it's utterly incapable. So I do think that the jealousy part of it is just the flex that it is for the Eagles to just line up in that formation. Like, even if you don't know anything about football, you know what's coming next. And, Mailata telling Jared Verse, you know what's coming. I think that's really where it comes from. It's just jealousy that, hey, they're just so much more physical than us that they can tell us what they're doing and we still can't stop it. And Elliot said something this morning, which I think is kind of telling. To table this vote, I kind of start to believe that the commissioner himself wants this play out of football. So that's the concerning part. But if it does get banned, to your point, Joe, they're not going to lose any more games as a result. It's the Bills and the Eagles combined over the last 3 years, the two biggest practitioners of the play, have run it a total of 312 times in 3 years combined. So it's not going to be a league changing rule change, and it really is just a demonstration of just I don't want to use a word that's going to get me dumped, but what wusses most of the league is.
They are.
I was wondering the way I could say it. I thought of one way, but I don't think that dog would hunt.
Yeah, you wouldn't hold on to that one.
Hold on to that one.
They're soft.
But you can think about it.
I think we could agree on that. They're soft. I mean, there's no logical reason other than what you're saying. And Ken, Elliot, and you may be right. Maybe this may be coming from the top. Before the last break, Hugh was saying, wondering who in the NFL really wants this out. Maybe it's Goodell. Maybe it is.
No, I doubt that. I doubt it because I look at it like this: all publicity is good publicity. And I think this is good for the league because it's something that has everyone in a tizzy that nobody can copy. Like, that's the unique thing about it. Like, it goes back for me. It's fascinating how all of these things came together at once to form it's like Voltron. All the robots come together to form this unstoppable force in the universe. You had to draft well. You had to go get a good quarterback.
Well, and a unique quarterback.
A unique quarterback.
Your regular good quarterback.
Talk about Coach Steichen. Like, all of these forces came together like Voltron, and it became unstoppable. I mean,
well, here's what we don't know, right? And I haven't heard anything about this. We don't know what Amazon, who paid $100 million for the rights to NFL football for 10 years, or $1 billion. We don't know what they think about this from a television standpoint. We don't know what the other streaming services think about it from a television standpoint. We don't know what the networks think about it from a television standpoint.
We don't. And well, here's what we do know. The NFL cares about TV more than they do about anything else. I mean, that's where their bread and butter is.
It's a TV show. Yep. At the end of the day, it's a TV show. So, that's why the halftime show that the Super Bowl is 37 minutes long, because it's a TV show. So that's the part you don't know. But if they ban it, the Eagles have the best coaching staff in the NFL. They have the winningest head coach in the NFL right now. They will figure out a way to be just as successful some other way.
Yes, they will. Ken, what's your guess for Hughes Clues? A popular fruit.
Well, that really narrows it down. I don't know what's popular in Hughes' house. So I'm just going to guess a peach.
A peach is peach.
Just Georgia peaches.
Georgia, yeah.
Yeah, that kind of fits.
Connect.
Not it, Ken, but it's a good guess.
When I think of Georgia, I think of peaches, but not those kind of peaches.
Different peaches.
Yeah.
Different peaches.
Different peaches.
Okay. I'm going to let that just be. By the way.
Just going with the tush push theme?
No, I'm just saying it's sundress season in
there
Georgia.
There we go.
Okay, so what is?
I
guess you're going to talk about it like that.
Right. By the way, I think it was 2022 when the Eagles really started running the tush push at a high level, it became a part of their offense. 2021, Sirianni here, Hurts here. They ran for 2,715 yards, 25 rushing touchdowns. They're going to be okay. I want to keep this play.
I don't think
they're going to be all right.
I think as much publicity that this has gotten, and the fact that it could potentially go away, they have a variation.
Well,
they just
haven't
rolled it out yet.
Well, yeah, they'll adapt. I mean, Sirianni said it. They'll be the best team at the quarterback sneak, and they very well could be. Tyler's in Delaware. What's up, Tyler?
Hey, good morning, gents. Good morning, Hugh. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, man. What's going on?
Tyler, what's up, pal?
Hey, happy Tuesday, everybody. Glad everybody survived the storms last night.
Yeah, it was pretty wild. I mean,
I slept through it.
You slept through the storm?
It was loud. The thunder was crazy.
It was like at 8:30.
No, I was gone.
I was in bed, too, to be fair.
Full disclosure, yeah. Tyler's going to get to you, but I was falling asleep
cooked?
At the game.
You were
yeah, I might be lost.
I was falling asleep at the game yesterday.
It was a day game.
Yeah, and I was sleeping.
Okay. I expect that out of you.
Yeah,
I could be getting there, too.
Okay, Tyler, bad.
These guys are washed. Unreal.
Hugh, what do we need to do to get you to stay up during the baseball game?
I was fine. I just, you know what it is, Tyler? When I get off the air, because I got a heavy lift with these two cats, like carrying these cats all the time.
We're wearing, All right, I see.
I'm tired,
you
so I just had that.
And,
I'm saying I got to care, because I got a battle with Kyle all day. It's like being in a boxing match with an 18-year-old. You know, he's a young cat, man. You know what I mean?
This isn't physical. This is a mental drain.
It feels physical. After I get off the air, so I was tired.
Well, plus you got to get ready for those push-ups. It's a lot of work.
Yeah, I got to get ready for the push-ups.
You can take me, man. Come on.
I don't know, Kyle. Oh, you little feisty little dude, man.
Tyler, what do you got for us today?
All right. Well, before I get to the birds, Joe and Hugh, that was one heck of a win by the Phillies yesterday. I was at the gym, and I was getting kind of tired and sluggish because I was doing the elliptical and the treadmill. And then as soon as I saw them bring Turner in, I had to do a double take.
My elliptical,
Joe, because I was like, on earth is going on? Old school Phillies would be like, oh, he goes down 0-2, there's two out.
Yep.
Nothing's going to happen. What I saw was a patient Trey Turner at the plate. Edmundo Sosa has been the Philly I've just absolutely been so impressed with these first few games of the year. He is exactly, Joe, the type of baseball player you want on your team. Doesn't complain. Wherever Topper wants him to go, he's willing and ready to do it. You're getting that kind of production yesterday and over the weekend from your nine-hole hitter. That just, to me, it shows how Rob Thompson managed game four as if it was game 130 or 140 later in the year.
He treated it like it was important. Yes, that's the right word. And I'm glad he did. And you're right. Trey deserves credit. Trey doesn't have a hit yet this season because he only played day one, right? And he came in yesterday. But I think he's had good at-bats. Like, he battled back. He got the walk yesterday. And Tyler, you're so right about Sosa. When teams lose star players, like, you know, for an injury, like last year, 6 weeks with Trey, and then this year, the first, whatever, week or so, they're usually in trouble. Like, you don't get production from the bench guy. The Phillies, when they need Sosa, he plays really well for them.
Yeah, and that's the kind of guy, you know, when they get back healthy, that's your sixth man off the bench.
Yep.
That's your first guy that wherever you need him, in the outfield, in the infield, for defense, late in the game, you know, that's a valuable tool to have. And, I mean, honestly, we went back in force with the guys that Dave has brought in here, but that was probably Dave Dombrowski's best deadline move, was getting him from the Cardinals back a few deadlines ago.
For JoJo Romero. It was a great
incredible
trade. Yes, great
incredible
trade.
Incredible.
So I think actually if you rank Dombrowski's best moves just in total, it's near the top. Like, obviously, signing Schwarber is probably his best move. I don't really count re-signing the guys he had because they were here anyway. Like, Wheeler, obviously, is a great move to re-sign him. But, like, just people he's brought to the team, that's got to be one of the better, like, just bang for your buck. Like, trading JoJo Romero for Edmundo Sosa, that's a heck of a deal. Tyler, I agree. Tyler, what do you got for us here on the Tush Push? You think they need it?
So, I'm very much like you a couple weeks ago, Joe. I'm dug in, Hugh.
Mm.
Hugh?
Yes, I'm listening.
I'm absolutely dug in because you, Hugh, as a defensive guy, you know how important it is. If you have a leg up on your competition, you want to use it.
Definitely.
So this is, as I told Kyle, I have a brotherly shove shirt. I mean, this play embodies what this Eagles team is about. Not that they can't run something else, Joe and Hugh, but this play is not a dangerous play. I hate watching the shows on NFL Network and listening to the coaches at these meetings talking about voting against it when this play is not only one of the safest plays in terms of guys not getting hurt, but if you want to get a play like this and you get it to be as good as you can run it as the Eagles have done it, and this is other teams' way of trying to slow down a champion and slow down something that they can't perfect, you got to get the right personnel. I saw someone somewhere say defense has got to get a couple of sumo wrestlers to try to stop
sumo
it because of how good the Eagles have been at this play. And I loved, thank you for playing the Jordan Maya Alotta cut, because it's not a rugby play. It's not a
no,
play.
No, it is
where
not.
If you look at it,
it's a crush. People use that because they don't know what to say about it. They're like, oh, well, it just looks like a rugby play. No, it's a football play. You may not like it, but it's a football play. It's frustrating, Tyler, because it does feel like someone up top, whether it be the competition committee or Goodell, someone wants it out, because otherwise they would just vote today and move on. I mean, the fact that they're tabling this for a month or so
is ridiculous.
It is. It tells me that they're trying to push this out. All right, Tyler, what do you got for us?
Yeah.
Give us a guess. Hughes Clues, popular fruit.
All right, Hugh, I'm going to go out on a limb because I'm thinking of the tropical islands, and I'm going to say a pineapple.
Pineapple.
Pineapple's a pretty popular
guess.
Fruit. Tyler, not it. You like pineapple?
Nah, it's all right.
Pineapple's all right? I think pineapple's pretty good.
Yeah, pineapple's all right.
Yeah.
It's an aphrodisiac, a little bit.
I feel like you think that about a lot of fruits.
No, pineapple is aphrodisiac, though.
I never knew that.
Yeah, well, yeah. Yeah, we got going to detail.
All right, 215-592-9490.
Is an aphrodisiac subjective, though?
Yes.
What do you mean?
Well, I mean,
I know what you mean,
people,
but I'm
like,
saying,
there's pineapple out there. No, this is a work environment.
I feel like I don't need to elaborate any further.
No, I'm just saying. I mean, I you know what? This
but it's
is
not a strong aphrodisiac.
Well,
they're serving it out in the common room over there. This is a workplace, Hugh. There's no way it's strong.
It's not like, I'm not trying to say when you eat pineapple, you're getting all like Randy. I'm not saying that.
Well, that's sort of what I'm asking. I'm like,
oh, no, it's
that,
not.
Isn't that different for everybody?
Well,
pineapples might get you going. What doesn't make me feel anything.
You say, the way you say get you going is just how
I don't mean it like that, but I just mean it's like, I guess, an enhancer.
Okay.
That's the best way to say it. We're going to leave it right there.
We should leave that right there and move on. All right. 215-592-9494. The Tush Push. Do the Eagles need it? The NFL is tabling the vote for a month. I think this is ridiculous. They can't just vote today because they don't have the votes today, but they might have them a month from now after lobbying and all sorts of nonsense. But do the Eagles need it? I don't think they do. I think they'll be fine without it, even though obviously anyone that's a football guy thinks they should keep this play. Phillies reaction to yesterday, big hit by Sosa, the home runs by Schwarber and Kepler, who's making a good first impression, and Nick Castellanos. 215-592-9494. Plus, we have to get to something else that came out from Jeff McClain, something that not everyone in the Eagles organization is in agreement on. We'll hit it next. A move this offseason not everyone with the Eagles wanted to do. Hit it next. Your phone calls. Midday show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Spring is in the air. And you know what else is in the air? The smell of the grill's firing up. It's time to take cooking outside again, people. Picture this. You're in the backyard. A juicy Hatfield marinated tenderloin is on the grill. And on the flat top, you already know what it is. Bacon. Sizzling to perfection. Now, that's what I'm talking about. Longer days and great food with family and friends. Head to simplyhatfield.com for recipes and retail locations near you and put some Hatfield pork on your fork.
Hi, this is Dave Musial, owner of Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. With our biggest sale ever, furnaces from $39 a month, furnace and air conditioning combos from $59 a month, plus 72 months interest-free financing and up to a $4,000 system rebate. Four Seasons guaranteed to beat any competitor's price by up to $1,000 guaranteed. So call today for your free in-home estimate and same-day installation.
For all the right reasons, call 866-4SEASONS.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Any kind of food could see there was something in everything about you. Baby, come back. You can blame it all on me.
I wasn't wrong, though. It wasn't wrong.
No. It's the one part of the song that you can't jive with. I was wrong. It's like,
yeah. Some of us may disagree on that, depending on the subject. Welcome back. Midday show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gillette. You guys with us. 215-592-9490. Perhaps the Eagles were wrong about one move they made this offseason. We'll get back to all your phone calls on the Phils. Nice win yesterday. Edmundo with the big hit and Schwarber. Love Edmundo Sosa. And a good at-bat by Trey, pinch hitting there. And a good start by Sanchez. Bullpen finished it out. But, Hugh, as the conversation goes on with the Tush Push, there's also the specter of this is the first time the Eagles have spoken in a while, right? The whole offseason, like in terms of the players they let go, it's all happened since the last time they spoke. They spoke at the Combine, and then since then we've lost a lot of good players. And now they're speaking this week. Yesterday, Howie, this morning, Nick Sirianni. And a big subject of yesterday when Howie spoke was about Chauncey Gardner-Johnson.
CJGJ.
Because listen, it's not like they lost him in free agency where you could say, well, he got overpaid. They willingly traded away a starting player from their defense, and it wasn't like he was making a ton. I think he was the 18th highest paid safety in the league this year. So they could have kept him. They chose not to. Howie cited yesterday, you know, long term, they got big picture costs they got to figure out. But I thought this was interesting. Jeff McClain yesterday, story in the Inquirer about talking to Howie and all this. He also wrote in there that not everyone was on board with the trade within the Eagles. According to Jeff McClain, two Eagles sources weren't completely on board with the move. Gardner Johnson's toughness was another trait one of the sources offered in defense of keeping him. So not only did we disagree as a fan base on, was this a good idea, or are they going to regret this and all that, Howie fought some people within the Eagles. They didn't want to see this guy go, but ultimately he traded him away.
Yeah, it was about money. Bottom line, CJ, GJ, and I don't know this for sure, people, but this is what it feels like, because Howie cited, you know, in the future paying other guys.
Yep.
So I'm recklessly speculating at this point, which I do a lot of. CJ asked for more money because CJ, just like you pointed out, he see what happens when he's on a team.
They win.
With that they went to the Super Bowl twice with him here. And you see what happens with that. CJ wanted to be compensated for that. You know, he has a budding rap career. You know, he's doing rap videos and stuff. He wants to be paid. The Eagles didn't want to do that. And you know what the funny thing about it is? They paid Saquon Barkley in offseason.
1 year into his deal.
1 year into his
deal. And this was 1 year into CJ's
and
deal.
1 year into CJ's deal. And I would imagine, like again, I don't know this for sure, but I would imagine that after that, because the correlation between the timing and everything, that's why I'm speculating. He asked for more money because he felt like his contribution was just as great. Eagles was like, nah, we're not doing that. And he then said, well, let me go somewhere else. He wasn't about staying here. And the Eagles, to their credit, they accommodated.
Well, they sent him to Houston. Can we hear from D'Amico Ryans? He spoke yesterday morning at the AFC Coaches Breakfast. D'Amico talking about CJ, GJ, and what he brings to the table down there.
CJ, as I mentioned earlier, man, I feel his passion for the game, his love of football. It jumps off the tape. So I'm excited to work with him. Excited to see, you know, what he brings to our team. Talk about a guy now, Super Bowl experience. So to add guys like that to our team and where we're trying to get to can only enhance all of our guys.
I think he's going to play
That's
well
great.
For them.
Yeah. And I'm excited that D'Amico is doing well. And now he has somebody that can mentor those young guys. And just got a Super Bowl ring. Like, that carries a ton. That's going to carry a ton of weight in that locker room.
Sure it is. That's a young team. And by the way, D'Amico, football guy. He wanted to keep Tush Bush. He's a true football guy, former Eagle. All right, let's hear Sirianni this morning talking about CJ Cheech. It's the first time we've heard from Sirianni since the Eagles traded away one of their starting safeties.
Yeah, obviously his Chauncey's contributions to this football team were awesome. All right, he brings a lot of energy, makes a lot of plays. I love him. Wish him the best. And I've had good experience with him for 2 years, even though there was time off in between there. And so I think that a lot is said on his energy. And of course, he's got great energy every day. He loves football. He loves to play the game on Sunday. We have a lot of guys on that defensive side that will be able to continue to bring what Chauncey brought. But with Chauncey, the best, and I love him, and we'll obviously miss him.
You know, I'm glad the story came out this week from McClain, and we got a little bit more context, because remember we did a lot of coping when they traded him away. Oh, he's not that good anyway.
No, I mean, I told you what it was.
Yeah, I just mean in general.
You want to hear what I had to
say. Well, no, I did want to hear what you had to say, and I agree with you. It's probably about money more than anything else, but there was a lot of coping out there. People were like, well, he wasn't that good anyway.
No, I do remember that.
Yeah, I mean, people within the Eagles think it's a mistake. Like, there's two people that Jeff McClain talked to that are within the Eagles. I don't know who they are. They could be front office people. They could be coaches. Could be players that said, we shouldn't have traded this guy away. I mean, like, it's obvious he's a good player still, and they traded him away. And if it's over money, then we could all just be real about that. It's probably about money. You're right over there?
You know,
what do you got?
I think I need to keep it to myself. Because I mean, because
you're
man,
a talk show.
No,
host.
Yeah, but listen,
you gotta stop doing.
No,
that.
See,
I'm gonna
because,
be quiet. No, your job
no,
is to
no,
talk.
No, because I've gotten to the point. I've gotten too comfortable, and I realize that. And a lot of times,
you're gonna curse again.
No, but there's some of the things that I want to say, they might be a little inflammatory, and I'm trying not to be that way.
Oh,
I got
please
too comfortable.
Do.
Well, clean it up then. You got something to say?
There ain't no way I can clean this up.
I love how you asked, are you going to curse again?
Well, this guy's been no, cursing like I'm, a sailor.
Yeah, I got way too comfortable. no, because it's not right. It's not right. I'm not going to
curse.
But
again.
I was just thinking, like, I was like, who Jeff talking to in the organization? Like, I'm just,
he's
I was just
sources.
Curious. I mean, he got sources, but
he's
like,
trying to compete with Elliot for inside of the year.
Not, like, that's what you know I was thinking. Yeah. Because Elliot gets stuff done. It ain't no speculation when it comes to Elliot. Elliot gets stuff done.
This is about Insider of the Year. Everyone's game has to be raised
here. I mean,
here.
And listen, I know we work with Jeff, and I like Jeff. Jeff's a little dry at times. He'd be a little dry.
But he's a reporter. It's okay.
I mean, but I'm like, how are these conversations going? Because Jeff's a little dry. Hey. But. So what's going on with
well,
the?
Well, however
you know
he
mean?
Gets the info,
hey,
he gets
Jeff,
the info.
I love you to death, man. I'm just saying, but you come on, dog. You know you look dry. That's all I was thinking.
Yeah, this is a written article, though. It's not.
Yeah, but you have to talk to people.
We could text.
You asked me. And you asked me, and I told you I didn't want to say
this
nothing.
This is my fault.
You are messy,
I said I didn't want to say
I'm
nothing.
I'm sorry. I
and you kept asking.
I led you down this path.
You even invoked the fact that I'm a talk show host.
Well, you are.
But you.
Well, imagine if I start the show and say, I got something to say. I'm not going to say it.
Well,
you'd say, just say it, Joe.
Listen, sometimes you don't need to go with your first thought. And I told you I'm a stream of conscious kind of guy. And when you said, I was like, who the hell Jeff McClain talking
know,
to and they telling him all
but
that
you,
stuff?
You could have just not said anything. You told me you had something to say.
No,
so like, I feel like I have to get it out
no,
of you.
No, this is how it started. You said, what you got over there? And that's how it started.
Because I saw
I forgot.
You.
I'm like, damn, we on TV. And
everyone watching like, could see that you have something to
listen,
say.
Listen, I love Jeff. Jeff, don't take it personal. But you're a little dry, dog. You're a little dry.
So you went
so
it personal.
So I'm like, how does that no, to be honest, I was like, how does that conversation go? Like, is he more, like, we all have different sides of us.
Sure.
You know, the side that we do on the radio and the side that we act. I wonder if he's different off, like, when he's not working.
Well,
like, is he more personable?
I mean, he's got to get the sources to talk somehow.
Because he's not that personable.
Well, I don't know how he does it, but he got a good quote here that they're.
No, he did. He does a good job, Jeff, and you do a good job. It's just that you don't strike me as the most personable guy that people would be, you know. No, you do good work. You do. I'm trying to clean it up now. You do good work. You do good work.
You can't anymore. You can't clean it up.
I hate both of y'all right about now. Don't be asking me stuff.
All right, let's go back to the phones. You know what? Before we do, though, can you get
people? Stop asking you stuff.
I'm sorry.
Don't be asking me stuff.
You know what? Don't ask my opinion anymore. I'm just going to hang out. All right. Hugh, can you give everyone a second clue? Because obviously your first clue.
Why did you say clue? The first one should have got it for you.
A fruit
yes.
is going to get. No, that's not enough. Give people a second clue here for you. Because we have a pair of tickets on the line. Phillies, Rockies, Thursday, April 3rd. This Thursday, 105 first pitch. We're giving away a pair of tickets. All right. So the first clue is a popular fruit. Clue number two.
You ready?
I we'll see.
It's a fruit that you can have with every meal.
That's actually a fun clue.
Like breakfast, lunch, dinner.
Any meal you want to have it with. Or you could just eat. Well, never mind. That's too
versatile.
Much.
Yeah.
Or in bed.
You can if that's what you want
to
do.
That's enough.
I mean.
That's enough. Let's go to the phone lines. Will Northeast. What's up, Will?
These FCC rules. What's going on,
Will,
man?
What's up, buddy?
All right.
Oh, he lost
Will. Will. That's a shame.
He didn't pay that Jitterbug
that's
bill.
That's a shame. Thomas and Broomall. What's up, Thomas?
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, Thomas.
Hey, so, yeah, the Phillies. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's the first week. You know, it's worrisome that, you know, their bats aren't getting started early. But, you know, I definitely think that there's still a great team. But, I mean, going ahead after the Colorado series, you know, you got the Dodgers. I'd like to see what they have against them. They did well last year against the Dodgers. So until we beat a couple teams that are, you know, top five in the league, Just kind of see where that goes.
Well, yeah, and Thomas, to the point of they haven't hit starters yet and they beat up on bullpens, we could be real. The Nationals and Rockies have some pretty poor bullpens, so they should do this. When the Dodgers roll in here this weekend,
it's going to be something.
That's going to be a little harder. So we need to do a little bit more against these starters because we can't just rely on, you know, bombing these bullpens, you know, when the Dodgers come in here.
Yeah, I get that. And our starting pitchers, too. Like, you know, we're not getting runs early. And then when the bullpen comes in, I get you win at any cost. You know, I was just watching when Wheeler was pitching, and he was pitching lights out. You know, it's a shame that, you know, he doesn't get the win. The team gets the win. I'm happy about that. But when you go and throw 95 pitches and you're in the seventh, or if you're in the fifth inning, sixth inning, whatever, you know, it's just sad. It's just sad that, you know, he's not getting the win. Sanchez yesterday, he didn't get the win. But, you know, as a pitcher, you're kind of pissed off, right? Or not really.
You know,
really
I don't know.
Team,
you know,
hey,
it's a good question, Thomas. It's a good question. I think back in the day, they certainly would have been because that's the way they were evaluated. I don't know if these guys think about it anymore because they're not paid on wins, right? Like Zach Wheeler, since he got here, the most wins he's had in a season was 16. He's had years of 12 and 13. And it's not because he hasn't pitched well. He's pitched great. It's just because that's the way the game is now, right? The bullpen decides it, and they get the wins and losses. I mean, he's the highest-paid pitcher in baseball. I don't know if he pays attention to his win-loss record. Maybe he does. It's something I don't even pay attention to much anymore. As long as the team wins, I'm good with it. All right, Thomas, what do you got for us for a guess for Hughes Clues?
So my first guess was kiwi until he gave the second clue out. So I'm kind of diverting to avocado because you can eat it in the breakfast.
Well, Thomas, you're going to the Phillies game, and you can have avocado before, during,
see,
after.
See, I told you I'd give out good clues. I told you.
Well, but he thought it was kiwi. He thought it was kiwi on the first clue.
I can just tell by the way he talked. He was very –
Thomas, good stuff, buddy.
He thought about it. He listens to the show.
Well, yes.
Yeah, he listens to the show.
Do you feel proud when people get it because you feel like you did something?
Well, I did because I give, as a matter of fact, I give context clues every day.
Well, so, like people, are listening to your clues.
Yeah. No, I'm saying because I talked about this yesterday. I talked about this yesterday. I said that I almost died.
I feel like you embellished that.
A little bit.
I mean,
that was a little dramatic.
How are you going to die from some bad guacamole?
Well, because I was eating it like it was good guacamole.
No, but like it's not going to kill you, guacamole.
But no, I was thinking.
It's just because your stomach ache.
When I was eating it, I was like, because, you know, this is the thought process. I bought it, right? Mm-hmm. So I'm not throwing away nothing I bought.
Well, this is how you became plant-based, too, because you bought plant-based butter.
I bought the guacamole, and I wasn't paying attention to what type it was. So I was eating it, and I was just like, this don't taste right. But I kept eating it.
So you had it with the Greek yogurt mixed in.
Yes, and it was, and I'd sprinted almost through all of it. I'm like, you know what? It wasn't so much that I would die eating the guacamole. It was the volume, because I ate most of it. Because I was like,
well, guac's one of those things. You could eat a whole tub of it.
Yeah, and it's like I didn't want to throw it away. But then I thought about it. I was like, man, I just ate a whole little container of bad guacamole. I'm going to probably die because I'm going to probably, you know, get real sick, lose about 50
again,
pounds.
What? Part of it is going to kill you.
I don't understand.
I don't know. That was being dramatic.
Was dramatic.
Yeah, and then
you're not allergic to it.
And then I looked at the container for the first time.
Greek yogurt.
And I was like, Greek yogurt.
You don't
yogurt.
Look at the containers in the store?
No, I was.
Before
I had
you buy?
Harper with, like, Harper wanted some cookies, right? So we're getting ready to leave. So he's like, can I get these cookies? It's like, sure, grab the cookies. So I said, I'm going to grab me some guacamole and chips. So like, when you go in the store, you see guacamole, it's a bunch of different guacamoles. You just grab one.
You just think it's guac.
Because it's like, as long as you don't grab the spicy guac, you're good. It wasn't spicy. It just was made with Greek yogurt. I was like, who does that? Who thought that it would be a great idea to make guacamole with Greek yogurt?
So I wouldn't do that, but I just looked this up. Apparently, it's pretty common. Or at least there's a lot of recipes out there. Maybe more people do this than I thought.
That Greek yogurt is not good, man. Greek yogurt.
I'm
sorry.
Totally flavorless.
No disrespect to the Greeks, but Greek
I don't
yogurt
think
is
they're
not...
going to take. They're going to take.
No, but I'm just saying.
I think they're going
to. I don't think you're supposed to eat it straight. Like, I think the point is you're supposed to mix spices in it and stuff.
No,
like,
some people eat Greek. Some people eat like the Greek.
Like just flavorless Greek yogurt.
Like just plain Greek yogurt.
It's got a soury taste to it. You gotta put something.
It tastes bad. It tastes like it went bad.
But it didn't. That's just the taste.
That's what. Yeah. After I ate most of it.
And guess what? You're still here. So.
Yeah, I'm still here.
So yes, avocado is a fruit. Everyone, just
still
in case.
I ate it. What? Saturday, Sunday. So I'm still. I guess I'm out the woods.
Yeah, it's today's Tuesday. Yeah, you had guacamole over the weekend. You're alive. I don't expect anything bad to happen. All right, 215-592-9494. Tush push. Do the Eagles need it? The NFL has tabled the vote for a month until May. It sounds like they're trying to push the so the last we heard is 16 teams would have voted no, 16 teams would have voted yesterday. Split down the middle.
They're trying to get some more people on their side.
Yeah, this is back channel politics here. They're trying to get
I told you that was happening. I had a feeling that was going on when they were down there.
It's unbelievable. So there's non-football guys like McVay and LaFleur and Raheem Morris. They're trying to convince the football guys to vote against
what
this.
Those conversations are going like too. That's
bribes potentially.
Well, what are you offering to people that, I mean, not have everything, but what moves the meter for some of these people?
I was wondering that. I was wondering if, like, let's say you're McDermott, right? Because him and LaFleur have been the most outward against us, and now McVay. You could say to someone who's on the fence, the next time your team proposes something, I'll vote your way.
Yeah. But when is that? Is that how likely is that to happen? And how likely am I to have this job? Like, because, you know, this is a year-to-year thing.
Well, that's a good point. Yeah. That would work for more like the Harbaughs that have job security.
Yeah, that
Andy
have
Reed.
Been like tenured guys.
Yes. It's a good question. I don't know what they have to offer. Also, I don't know how many of the 16 that we're going to vote the Eagles' way. Are they on the fence, or are they, like, strong about it? Like, Todd Bowles, I trust Todd Bowles. He's not going to vote.
He's not. He's unwavering.
But there might be three or four that are like, I don't know.
Who are the on-the-fence guys?
We got to find them and make sure they don't waver, because that's a problem. But ultimately, if this gets banned, I don't think the Eagles need it. Where do you guys come
out? All you need is nine, right? You need nine.
The Eagles need nine votes on their side, because the league needs 24
to make
ban
it. Yeah.
Yeah. So you need.
So I think they got a solid nine.
Well, hopefully they do. But I'm just annoyed they didn't vote today, because if they voted today, this would be done. 215-592-9494. Will in the Northeast is back on WIP. What's up, Will?
Oh, man, I feel some type of way right now.
Why?
Man. My partner heard me say the answer. I was right there, and I got dropped. Man, I'll get y'all back, though. I ain't going to worry about it. You know what I'm saying? But I had to answer. I was going to say, a lot of people don't even know that's a fruit.
Well, we had a debate this
it's
morning.
It's also aphrodisiac.
I'm not sure about that.
I had a little bit of pushback on that, but it is aphrodisiac.
To you, maybe.
I don't think it works the way you think
I don't
it
see
does.
An avocado, and now I'm going to stop.
Surprised. Yeah. Self-edit.
Put that poll up. Is avocado an aphrodisiac?
Avocado is an aphrodisiac.
No, I don't buy it.
Like mushrooms, probably. But
not sure.
Magic mushrooms.
Can y'all hear me?
Yes, yeah, we got you.
We're doing what we do.
I think Sosa is our Saquon for the Phillies, man.
Mm-hmm.
He putting that type of energy.
And
you know what I'm saying? He's a good player. He's got a good heart, and like, he want to play. He want to win, man. I think you know, it's not about the big names, but about the names that's going to help us win. You know what I'm saying? We don't need them big-time names just to get us through the season. I think they made the right picks this season, and they picked the missing pieces, man. I think we're gonna rock out this season, man. I really think
he's a glue guy. Will. He's every team needs a player like Sosa. I think I saw Ruben Amara compare him to. I'm trying to remember who it was. Was it Greg Dobbs this morning? He was comparing him to a player, you know, that he's been with in the past. That had Hugh teams need that guy off the bench that doesn't need to play every day, right?
Like, yeah, but comes in when he makes an impact when he does play.
Well, and some baseball players, if they don't play for a week, they come in and they stink because they're just out of rhythm. Sosa has an ability to just, like, you need him, he's good.
He stays locked in.
Yeah.
I'll tell you another thing that I'm sorry, Will, but I just want to put this out there, that I think that's happening is that Topper's not wasting time pushing buttons that need to be pushed.
Right. Right. I'm happy he's doing that. That's what I was asking for. Like, step up, baby, because we need you. We need you to lead us, man. We need you to make them adjustments when it's time to be made, man, and that's what he's doing. And guess what? My man already started the season off. That's one for the season, all right? We're going to keep on counting, all right? I'm talking about my man Nick. He's going to do what I said he's going to do. Now, with the Eagles, tush push, right?
Mm-hmm.
That is the most cowardly thing that the NFL, if they allow it, allowed to be done. I'm sick of this NFL being watered down. You paying these coaches to coach. These defensive coordinators need to figure it out. That's why they get paid, to figure out how you're going to stop this team from doing this. But the biggest thing I want to, in defense, Exhibit A for the Eagles. The only team that stopped it twice, I believe, was Jacksonville.
Yes, yeah, yep.
So it can be stopped if you know how to play it right.
You had the personnel.
In defense of them, I believe they could use that because it has been stopped. And I'm going to end right there.
You got it, Will, man. We appreciate the phone call. It can, yeah, sure, it can be stopped. It's a very successful play. And there is no reason, no football reason to ban this thing. I think everyone that's a football guy, by the way, I saw a quote from Mike Vrabel. He goes in the football guy column. Mike Vrabel, football guy, doesn't want this thing banned. 215-592-9494. We got a lot to do on the show. Elliot is right now is at the competition committee press conference. Hopefully he's holding their feet to the fire the way he did to McDermott yesterday, that fraud who's no longer a football guy. Elliot's going to jump on with us as soon as that press conference is over. We'll get back to everyone's phone calls here on the tush push. Do the Eagles need it? If this thing gets banned, let's say a month from now, is it a huge deal? Do the Eagles need it? I want to keep it, and I think it's silly that they might get rid of it, but I don't think the Eagles need it. My projection for next season, how I feel about the team, it's not going to change if they don't have the tush push. Where do you come down? Do the Eagles need it? And thoughts on the Phillies after yesterday? Takeaways, Sosa with a big hit. Good job by Topper to get Turner in the game. Good at-bat by Turner. And how about Max Kepler? He's making an impression here. Good start by Max Kepler in his first week in a Phillies uniform. 215-592-9494. We'll get to all that. Elliot, the rule changes that have happened as well. It is the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP. A great lawn, it's like a great sports team. It takes expertise and a little extra care to really stand out. That's where True Green comes in. They're the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour, so they know a thing or two about keeping grass looking like a fairway. Here's the best part. It's more affordable than you think, and they'll even match any competitor's price. Plus, True Green backs it all up with a satisfaction guarantee. Not happy? They'll come back between visits to make it right. Don't wait. Head to TrueGreen.com today. Let the pros do the work while you sit back and enjoy the results.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. It's March, so Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this year. There's just nothing like betting in March. Breakdowns of every region and every game. From conference tournaments to the Final Horn, we'll have the picks and the plays on every single game. Cinderella spotlights, upset alerts, and some of that value for the last team standing. It's tourney time, so hunker down and bet the board with us. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.